I'm Stuart McIntosh with the BBC News. Hello. President Trump says securing Russia's backing for a ceasefire in Ukraine is proving hard, but he's still confident he'll get it. He said there'd been more calls between Moscow and Washington, and the news was pretty good.
We've had some very good calls today with Russia and with Ukraine. They've agreed for a ceasefire if we can get it with Russia, and it's not easy. It's a tough one. But I think we're doing it. And as the Secretary General said yesterday of NATO, a terrific guy, he said, without Trump, we wouldn't be talking about it. It would just go on for years and millions of people have been killed, but millions more people would be killed.
But other world leaders are more sceptical. The Ukrainian president, Volodymyr Zelensky, accused his Russian counterpart of seeking to derail diplomacy and prolong the war. Mr. Trump has demanded what he called complete accountability for prosecutors who pursued legal cases against him before he returned to office. He made the comments in a campaign-style speech at the Department of Justice, which had previously charged him with illegally storing classified documents at his Florida resort and plotting to overturn his 2020 election defeat. The US Congress has averted a government shutdown after Democratic senators dropped their opposition to a bill which will cut spending. Facing a midnight deadline, the Senate passed a stopgap measure which will fund federal agencies for the next 6 months, avoiding hundreds of thousands of workers being sent home without pay. Earlier this week, the bill was passed by the Republican-controlled House of Representatives. The leading Democrat senator, Chuck Schumer, said he didn't like the bill but believed a shutdown would be a worse outcome. The Italian authorities have ordered dozens of people in parts of northern Italy to leave their homes after heavy rain swelled rivers. Streets in towns in Tuscany near the historic sites of Florence and Pisa were flooded. Ailsa Ochney reports.
The regional president said local rescue services were on high alert and advised residents to exercise the utmost caution and keep clear of ground floors and basements. Almost a month's worth of rain fell in Florence on Friday, causing the closure of schools, museums and parks. In Pisa, flood defences were erected along the Arno River, while there have been landslides in Bologna. More heavy rain and thunderstorms are expected to move across northern Italy on Saturday. Scientists have repeatedly warned that man-made climate change increases the risk of natural disasters like floods.
Canada's new Prime Minister, Mark Carney, has dismissed suggestions by the Trump administration that the United States could annex his country as crazy. Speaking after being sworn in, he said his priorities would be to protect the interests of Canadian workers and diversify trade relations. World News from the BBC. The US Secretary of State Marco Rubio says the United States is expelling the South African ambassador, accusing him of anti-Americanism and of hating President Trump. In a social media post, Mr. Rubio said the ambassador, Ebrahim Rasool, was no longer welcome in the United States. Mr. Trump froze aid to Pretoria last month, making the unfounded claim that South Africa was confiscating land from white farmers. The presidents of Venezuela and Russia have announced they're planning to sign a comprehensive agreement that includes further cooperation on energy, transport and agriculture. President Putin has invited the Venezuelan leader, Nicolas Maduro, to travel to Moscow in May to sign the agreement. A new study suggests monkeys infected with the deadly Ebola virus can be cured with a new pill, raising hopes for more practical and affordable treatments in humans. Scientists infected 13 rhesus macaques with an extremely high dose of a variant of Ebola. 8 out of 10 monkeys developed protective antibodies. A NASA mission to bring home 2 US astronauts who've been stranded on the International Space Station since June has successfully blasted off from Florida. The launch had been postponed on Wednesday. This report from Rebecca Morell.
3, 2, 1. Ignition and liftoff.
The moment the SpaceX rockets took to the skies, carrying 4 astronauts to the International Space Station. It means a crew exchange can now take place, so NASA astronauts Butch Wallmore and Sonny Williams can finally come home. They arrived at the space station last June with a planned stay of just over a week. But the spacecraft they travelled in, Boeing's new capsule called Starliner, suffered a number of technical problems and it was deemed too risky to bring the pair back to Earth. So instead, NASA opted for the next scheduled SpaceX flight, extending their mission until now.
That's the BBC News.